In this bulletin, Chris Dawson reportedly arrested for the disappearance of his wife, Lynn Dawson. Prime Minister Scott Morrison challenges Labor to a conscience vote on protections for gay students. And Australia makes it through to the quarterfinals of the Men's Hockey World Cup. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Chris Dawson has reportedly been arrested for the disappearance of his wife, Lynette Dawson. Lynn Dawson went missing in Sydney's Northern Beaches in 1982. Her disappearance and probable murder has been the subject of the Australian's investigative Teacher's Pet podcast. Mr. Dawson has reportedly been arrested in Queensland and is expected to be extradited to New South Wales. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has challenged Labor to allow its MPs a conscience vote in Parliament on a bill to protect gay school students from discrimination. The move comes after Labor and the Coalition failed in the Senate to find a compromise on changing the Sex Discrimination Act, despite the parties agreeing schools should not be able to discriminate against LGBTIQ plus students. Mr. Morrison says he wants the matter to be resolved.
I want to get this sorted. I believe we can. This is a very simple bill that will achieve it. I'd be happy to introduce it with the support of the Labor Party today to suspend standing orders and to get on with it. If they're not prepared to support this bill, fair enough. That's been their position till now. Let's just have a conscience vote for everybody and let's just get it decided so we can all go back home at the end of the sitting period and having this matter determined once and for all.
Labor has agreed to the federal government's tough new anti-terror laws, which will allow Australian law enforcement agencies to access encrypted messages. The laws will be introduced to Parliament later today and are designed to help security agencies arrest terrorists, child sex offenders and other serious criminals communicating on encrypted applications like WhatsApp. Labor MP Richard Miles has told Sky News the legislation is an example of effective bipartisan work.
The government will attempt to do the sort of national security saber-rattling, but at the end of the day, what we've seen through the Joint Intelligence Committee is a willingness on both sides to actually work through legislation in a detailed way, make compromises and come up with a solution.
Under pressure from Labor, the bill will now include further scrutiny of the laws in 2019, limiting the powers to only serious offences and defining the term systemic weakness. Greens Senator Maureen Faruqi says Liberal Democrat Senator David Lionhelm was patronising when he thanked young brown men in Parliament. Senator Lionhelm paid tribute to young migrants from the subcontinent and the Middle East for turning up their sleeves at jobs many other Aussies would turn their noses at. He also went on to say up to 40% of recent immigrants settling in Australia were overqualified for their job. The speech follows previous calls from Senator Lionhelm for Australia to enforce an entry fee for migrants when they have not contributed to existing infrastructure. Senator Faruqi says Senator Lionhelm should put his words into action.
If Senator Lionhelm wants to help migrants, he can start by calling out the racism that actually starts at the very top in our parliament. You know, sadly, whenever non-white migrants are ever talked about, it's often purely for our economic contribution. And this is pretty dehumanizing. South Asians are not simply cogs in the wheel of the economy doing the jobs that many others may not want to do.
Defending champions Australia have booked a place in the Men's Hockey World Cup quarterfinals after a 3-0 win over England. Australians Jake Whetton, Blake Govers and Corey Weyer sealed the win with 3 final quarter goals. Seeking a 3rd consecutive World Cup title, the Kookaburras are guaranteed to finish top of Pool B even before their final pool match against China on Friday. See what the weather's like for the rest of today. It's partly cloudy in Perth, 25 degrees. Fine weather in Adelaide and 24. More sun in Melbourne and 26. Also sunny in Hobart, 23. It's partly cloudy in Canberra, 27 degrees. Cloudy also in Wollongong, 21. In Sydney and Newcastle, similar conditions. Tops of 24. In Brisbane, a shower or two with a possible storm and 28. Similar conditions for Cairns and 34. And 34 degrees also for Darwin with a possible shower or storm there. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.